I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in Faith Matters, we take a look at the ongoing child abuse scandal in the Roman Catholic Church. But first, it's time for our weekly political chat, and we're returning to that controversial new immigration law in Arizona. Of course, it sparked debate across the political spectrum, but today we want to focus our conversation within the conservative community. The law calls for police officers to determine the immigration status of individuals based on, quote, reasonable suspicion exists that the person is an alien. Many conservatives have voiced support for the Arizona law and expressed interest in taking the concept to other states. But a handful of conservative commentators are taking a different view, and they are expressing concern that the law will lead to civil rights violations and represents a dangerous overreaching of government authority. Joining us now to talk about this are two conservatives with two different perspectives on the Arizona bill. Professor Chris Kobach teaches at the University of Missouri Kansas School of Law. He's the former chief advisor on immigration law and border security for Attorney General John Ashcroft. He's also a Republican Party candidate for Kansas Secretary of State. He helped draft the Arizona statute. Also joining us is Matt Lewis, a contributing writer to The Daily Caller. That's an online news and opinion site, and he's written about the new law. And I welcome you both, and I thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Professor Kobach, if we'd start with you, obviously different citizens have different topics that they consider a top priority for the country. Why is immigration a top priority for you? Or why do you think that this law, as it has been written, adheres to conservative core principles?
Well, for me, and I think for most conservatives, it's about upholding the rule of law. Ultimately, all Arizona is asking is that the rule of law be enforced, and they've seen a huge breakdown of the rule of law in Arizona. The criminality associated with immigrant smuggling, with alien smuggling, has really taken on an incredible role in defining crime in Arizona. For example, the human smuggling cartels, which abuse their cargo so much and cause so much suffering to them, are also causing collateral damage. We've seen Phoenix become the kidnapping capital of the United States, and indeed it's the second largest kidnapping city in North America, second only to Mexico City. We've seen three police officers shot by illegal aliens in Phoenix since 1999. And we see just all kinds of damage done by illegal alien smuggling in the state of Arizona.
Okay. So I think that fellow conservatives would agree with you on the importance of the issue. The question, I think, then becomes, why is this the appropriate solution?
I think it's also important to know exactly what this law does, too, I think. For example, in your intro, you've said what many people have said, but it's not quite right, and that is they say, well, it's forcing police to you know, interrogate or demand information from people. It's only when reasonable suspicion arises after the police have already investigated some other crime. So, for example, the classic case would be a traffic stop. If a police officer is doing a traffic stop and in the course of that stop develops reasonable suspicion, and so he develops suspicion not based on race. The law expressly prohibits suspicion based on race, but says this vehicle is crammed with passengers. They've got 16 people in a minivan. No one has any identification whatsoever. The driver's acting evasively, and they're on an alien smuggling corridor. The law simply says in that instance, the police officer should make a phone call to ICE's 24/7 hotline and confirm whether these individuals are unlawfully present in the United States or not. And the contrary position would be, well, the police officer should just ignore that situation and just hand them a ticket and go on his merry way.
Just to clarify that Governor Jan Brewer has already signed amendments to the bill to make it clear that race and ethnicity are not to be the sole basis for reasonable suspicion.
To clarify that point. Race and ethnicity cannot be any basis at all.
All right, let's bring Matt Lewis into the conversation. Matt, your take on this is very different. What's your concern about the law? I assume you share Professor Kobach's concern about the rule of law,
and
about the national security need to control the borders, and also the many human rights violations that we see as a consequence of the situation we have now. So what's your concern?
Yeah, and absolutely. I think that we can all agree that the federal government has failed us in terms of border security. I think we share the frustration of a lot of Arizonans who are frankly fed up, and I think that a lot of that passion probably led to this law being enacted. I think that, you know, a lot of conservatives would be more interested in pushing for actually securing the border security. But the concern is the infringement on individual liberty here. And the quote, reasonable suspicion, I think is an interesting one. You know, in the last year, conservatives have become very concerned about the growth of big government, big brother, and intrusion in civil liberties. And I do think that, you know, where you come down on this issue kind of depends on how you view authority. if you are somebody like myself who's a little bit suspicious of authority and maybe not necessarily trustful of the government, then you might take a come down differently on this as opposed to someone who inherently believes that the police will always be exercising best judgment. So really, a lot of this leaves discretion to the police officer and how they execute it. And maybe they'll do things that are very appropriate. And as Professor Kobach laid it out, it sounds very reasonable. But I think the concern here is that American citizens, not illegal immigrants, but American citizens will be asked to, you know, show their papers. And I think there's a legitimate concern about that.
Well, you talked about that in your piece. You talked about the fact that your concern was not primarily that undocumented or unauthorized persons would be stopped, but because they're already, as you say in your piece, breaking the law, but that persons who are here legally and who happen not to be carrying ID or who just happen to be dressed in a certain way
right.
will be stopped, and that that is an unreasonable, in your view, infringement upon their liberty and dignity as citizens of the country. You're not the only person to write this. Conservative commentator Jonah Goldberg wrote in the National Review, "I support the Arizona law, but I'm also worried that it could lead to civil rights abuses. It seems that whenever government expands either its powers or its enforcement efforts, you should be worried that it could go too far." Professor, what about, I mean, obviously the concern that has been raised by many people is that of racial profiling. And the argument that has been made is that it just opens the door. Even if the law says that race and ethnicity are not to be the basis, they will. They will.
Well, then a person mm-hmm. who says that has a mm-hmm. problem not with this law, but with law enforcement officers in general. And that person seems to believe that law enforcement officers will not only violate the Fourth Amendment, which remains in place. All of the Fourth Amendment protections against racial profiling will still remain in place, but that person evidently thinks that a police officer will violate this new state law. And I think if a person has that kind of attitude toward our police officers, A, that person is not familiar with law enforcement in Arizona and probably not familiar with law enforcement officers around the country.
Well, I don't know, but wait a minute. Let's just talk about, in the spirit of full disclosure, I come from a police family. I have six police officers in my family in New York City, so I'm not unfamiliar with, and as you would imagine, because these are members of my family, have a great deal of respect and appreciation for the job that they do. But that is the case that all across the country, particularly in places like New York, where a certain kind of street-level enforcement has become the norm, there have been ongoing complaints that citizens who are legitimately engaged in legitimate activities and law-abiding activities are constantly having authority imposed upon them in a way that diminishes their respect for the law and diminishes their quality of life.
I would object to the notion that questioning this law means that you're not in favor of law enforcement. I mean, my father-in-law was a Parks police officer. My father was a correctional officer for years, and I think it's maybe inappropriate to say that where one stands on this philosophical issue might reflect on how they feel about police officers. I just think, you know, Justice Brandeis talked about the right to be left alone, free from government intrusion, and Grover Norquist, who's a top conservative activist leader, talks about the conservative movement as the Leave Us Alone Coalition. I found that a little bit hypocritical that conservatives who recently have been very concerned about government intrusion, very concerned about the right to practice political dissent, and that government might be, President Obama, I think, created somewhat of a hostile environment going after conservative talk radio hosts. I think that conservatives lately have been very skeptical of government and of authority. And here all of a sudden, when it comes to, let's be honest, Hispanics. And by the way, I think this focuses.
This is not just race.
I think it's, class.
Does not in any way target Hispanics. And most laws, the 99.9% of the laws that police officers enforce at the state, local, and federal level, they do not have any protection against racial profiling. This law goes the extra step and says you're not going to be able to make a conviction stick under this law if there is any consideration of race or ethnicity. And furthermore, if you're taking the libertarian point of view of let's have government play the minimal role, which generally I agree with, we should have less of an intrusive state. Let's boil it down to what one of the most basic roles that government should play, and that is that government should play the role of protecting the borders of the United
Absolutely.
States. And police officers should not turn a blind eye to violations of the law that they see. One of the misconceptions which President Obama stated, and I think you're possibly helping to propound, is the misconception that this law compels police officers to go up and start questioning people. It does not. It says in black and white on the terms of the law that only in the enforcement of some other law, only enforcement of a traffic violation, only an investigation of some other crime may the police officer develop reasonable suspicion, and when he develops that suspicion, then he must confirm or dispel his suspicion by using the 24/7 hotline that the federal government has had for 15 years, which simply allows police officers to call the federal government and get a confirmation of whether the person they're talking to is an unlawfully present alien or not.
Matt Lewis, what about that? I mean, the fact is no freedom is absolute, and that all government involves a balancing of legitimate goals.
Right. Look, I think that it's incumbent upon us to fight for liberty and to preserve freedom. And when I see, you know, President Obama, when he starts to speak out against, say, conservative talk radio, I become very worried about that. And some people might say that's paranoia. And I've always made the argument we have to defend liberty and we have to be very sensitive to this, even if it's rhetoric, even if it's just talk. And I just think that this set off a red flag. And so, look, I think that it's consistent with conservatism to be concerned about the growth of government and authority and police. And look, by the way, let's secure the border. Let's do that. I'm all for that. And I think that I would be much more comfortable with securing the border than with questioning United States citizens as well as illegal immigrants once they're in the states.
We need to take a short – wait, hold on, Professor. We need to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll have more with our conversation about Arizona's tough new immigration law. We're speaking with Professor Chris Kobach and political writer Matt Lewis. I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Please stay with us. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, our Faith Matters conversation. But first, we have a few more minutes in our conversation about Arizona's tough new immigration law. It's considered the most aggressive law enforcement effort aimed at combating illegal immigration in the country. We're speaking with two conservative thought leaders, one Professor Chris Kobach of the University of Missouri Kansas School of Law. He helped draft the Arizona statute. Also joining us is Matt Lewis, a contributing writer to The Daily Caller, an online news and opinion site. He's questioned this law from the conservative perspective. Professor Kobach, is it your view that this law does not invite racial profiling, or is it that even if it does, that potential abridgment of freedom or imposition on some persons is balanced by the overall need to address this very pressing situation?
It's not just my view. It's the law itself. The law expressly prohibits racial profiling. Anyone who says this law invites or allows racial profiling has not read the law. And as far as the point that was made before the break, that somehow this law decreases liberty, that is perhaps a misconception fostered by the president himself when he said, now suddenly, if you don't have your papers, you're going to be harassed. Well, let's take a look at that misstatement from President Obama. It reflected that he himself was not familiar, or at least not wanting to talk about, federal immigration law, which has since 1940 made it a federal crime for aliens to fail to keep certain registration documents on their person. All the Arizona law does is simply add a level of state misdemeanor on top of the behavior that was already
affected. But American citizens aren't required to carry papers on their persons, are they?
Exactly.
So if you're an American citizen and you're packed into a van.
Let me make a quick point here. There are a lot of police in Arizona who don't like this. They feel that it's going to put them in an awkward position. And I think I saw a sheriff that said he wasn't going to enforce it. But by the way,
well, two Arizona police officers have filed suit against this.
Unions are saying they are in favor. Only the liberal leadership.
Let me also make a point, because you're talking about liberal leadership. I think I was actually maybe the first conservative voice to write about this. And by the way, it was before Barack Obama said anything about papers. But Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Governor Rick Perry of Texas, A lot of conservatives have expressed concern over this. So I think, you know, the notion that conservatives are monolithic and lined up behind this, I think, is actually inaccurate.
But the conservatives that rushed to the microphone right after the liberals who mischaracterized it at the microphone weren't operating on a complete set of facts. They were taking for granted accepting.
Right, because anybody who doesn't agree with your point of view is simply taking their talking points and cues from the left.
All I ask is that someone who talk about this read the law.
I don't doubt that the law now says that it prohibits racial profiling. The question is, in practice, when you're a police officer on the street under pressure and you've now been given this additional authority, what's going to happen? And look,
if you follow the law, you will call the federal government and use that 24/7 hotline, and you won't make a judgment based on your gut instinct. You will make a judgment based on a constitutional
government. So apparently that myself, Jonah Goldberg, who expressed some concern about this, former Governor Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Rick Perry are all, you know, completely wrong, haven't bothered to read the bill, and we're taking our cues from Barack Obama and the left.
I think Marco Rubio had not read the bill when he was asked a question off the cuff at a press conference right after the bill had been signed. So no, I don't think he'd read the bill yet. And I think conservatives as well as liberals sometimes make the mistake of failing to read the bill.
Professor, we gave you the first word. We're going to give Matt Lewis the last word, and we also promised to get you out of here so you could fulfill your other obligations. So, Matt Lewis, a final thought from you.
Look, I think that what happened is that the Governor Brewer and Arizona legislatures went back and they made amendments to this, and I think the bill probably better. And I think the fact that this has become a national debate probably lessens the likelihood that there are going to be kind of egregious abuses of this. So at the end of the day, this has probably been very productive.
Matt Lewis is a contributing writer to The Daily Caller. That's an online news and opinion site. If you want to read the piece that we've been talking about, we'll link to it on our site. Go to npr.org and then click on programs. He stopped by our Washington, D.C. studios. Professor Chris Kobach teaches at the University of Missouri Kansas School of Law. I should mention he's also a Republican Party candidate for the Kansas Secretary of State, and he was kind enough to join us by phone from his home office in Kansas City. Gentlemen, I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.